kind of bird is that?
I don't know. I've been trying to catch him. I thought at first it's a cardinal, but I don't know whether it is or not.
The one that's making that noise right now? And seems like I've heard woodpeckers make that sound.
Could be.
I'm not sure. Do you have redhead woodpeckers
yeah.
in here? Might be that. You say that you used to go fishing. What mostly do people fish for around here?
Well, back in those days, bream, bass, and catfish. I always fished mostly for catfish.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen crappie?
Yeah.
Got those around here?
Yeah, not too many. Down on this creek where I did my fishing, there were not too many crappie. Good many crappie in the pits, gravel pits.
Have you ever seen these old, I don't know if you have them in this area or not, but big old long mean looking fish with a lot of teeth?
Shark?
No, not a shark.
Jack?
What is that?
Jackfish.
Do you have them in this area?
He has a, and we have that shark and what's the other?
Well, sharks are just, well, those are saltwater, aren't they?
Mostly saltwater, but there's one that's similar to him in, we used to catch them, and they used to catch them feeding to the hole.
I was going to ask you about a gar, is that it?
That is, gar.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. Gar. Gar and jackfish. They have little big teeth. I know an old man caught an 11-pound jackfish.
Mm.
He looked like a, sure enough, gar.
Well, those gars are, they look like bad news.
Yeah. They get up sometimes 3 feet long.
Where would you be likely to find a gar?
Well, there's a world of them here in the Washita River and Little Missouri.
Do they put up, do you know if they put up a fight when you catch them?
I know they would. I always try to get rid of them.
Cut your line. I'd hate to have anything like that in the boat with me.
Yeah, I wouldn't fool with a gar.
One thing I wanted to ask you yesterday when you were talking, when you're telling me about snakes, can a snake get up in a boat with you?
Yeah, but he'd have to nearly fall off of something. You know, a lot of those snakes lie up in the bushes along the bank. You go along with the boat, and if it touches that bush or anything, well, he just falls off. He falls on the boat.
I see. You ever had that happen to you?
Not to me, but I've known people who have had. They'd have to take their oar and kill the snake.
There was a lot of excitement there for a while.
Yeah, I remember one old man just dived off.
He might have been getting himself in more trouble. There'd been some swimming around. Well, what about some seafood that you have available in stores around here?
Salmon, sardine, tuna, I guess that's about taken care of.
What about these things?
Maybe.
You hear people talk about eating them on the half shell?
That's some of those. Those fish I don't eat.